Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, 45th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, I have no reason to understand why he's here this afternoon instead of at home with his bride, Tony Smithers.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, boy. So many cheap comments just leap to mind, don't they?
Yeah, you're such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay. We'll stay away from all those as much as we possibly can. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time kind of springboarding or leapfrogging or whatever the phrase is off of the show we had last month, talking about websites and how they are used and how the technology is changing and the use is changing. We're going to spend a little bit of time this afternoon talking about consumer reviews. There's pluses, there's minuses with the current, I guess, social network or with the internet accessibility that, that exists. So we'll spend a little bit of time talking about some of the things to do, some of the things to be watchful of. And as a consumer or someone who is a user of this information, some of the things to be wary of and some of the things perhaps that you want to pay attention to. So we got a little bit more internet dough. Do?
We'll try. Fine. We'll try and make it sound better than Brian just put it.
Well, I'm trying to use non-computer talk because that's where I live, baby, when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. But before we do our quote this afternoon, and I will capitulate to Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I know. So here we go. This comes from Saul Bellow. Quote, "A person is only as good as what they love."
I like that.
You could say who also.
I like that.
Yeah. That's about as Valentine-y as I'll probably get.
Okay.
In this show. Tony, one of the concepts I think a lot of people have liked and appreciated over the years are some of the mass media travel-related information that folks can go to, whether it's a Frommer's with their books or the radio show, or others of that same ilk.
Sure, the TV Lonely shows. Planet guides.
Yeah, and the guys that are doing the TVs and all that kind of stuff. That's where you can go, and you read two or three of these folks they get out and about and they know what's going on, and you get a pretty good sense of consistency, what to do, what not to do. That was the old model. And the current model, do these folks exist?
Oh, yes. You still have Frommer's Guide. You still have Zagat, even though Google just bought it. Other trusted brands are still out there. But you're right. But they are now competing with the Citizen Expert.
Right. We just went rocketing right past the special interest magazines to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are still, like you said, you know, some of the websites that are there, Frommer, Zagat, some of these other guys, are they as well vetted as the published versions of their product and opinion?
Their website? Yes. Their websites are really just digital versions of their print or broadcast products that they've always had. So, you know, the whatever editorial standards the organization had to start with, they've kept.
So how does that compare to or contrast to some of these other various travel-related websites that are out there that you can either find or you stumble upon?
Sure. And they're hard to avoid, actually, if you go online at all. With anything to do with travel, you're going to come across what we call online consumer review, which is some man in the streets' personal experience with a hospitality provider of some sort. You know, usually a hotel, often a restaurant, or it could be an attraction or whatever. But they now have a forum in which to share their experience. And, you know, different people have different degrees of desire to do that. But as is human nature, it's the disgruntled customer who is more likely to want to scratch that itch and get the word out.
You mentioned disgruntled, and I would suppose that that's probably a good place to start with this. Not to say that the traveler is any kind of different socioeconomic strata. So we're not dealing with snobs or, you know, or people that expect nothing, just regular guy that's out there. If anybody's been in retail at all for any length of time, they know that there are some people who have expectations of service that are unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be the simplest way, just unreasonable. Put a pen in these guys' hand, put a microphone in front of their face. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're going to rip and tear, not because the service provided wasn't adequate, wasn't what the standard is, but because it wasn't to their personal expectations, which might include deep discounts for travel, huge expectation. Oh, well, I didn't get Dom Perignon. You said a bottle of champagne. This is not that. You know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and just going crazy. Is there any buffer for that style, that personality, that level of response?
Well, I don't know about buffer. There's some things you can do about it. I'd like to start by saying that is a sort of extreme example of the.
I bet you it's 2% or more.
Well. So even so, that means there's 98% reasonable people out there who are going to be more realistic and more, you know, upfront.
But as you said, are they the ones motivated to spend the time to share, or are they the ones who have gone and they're off to doing something else and they're not carrying a grudge?
Well, it's interesting, but if you look at say the, you know, the quintessential site in terms of travel and tourism is called TripAdvisor. And they've been out there a long time, and there's a lot of history there. And it's well over 50% of people who write a positive review about a place. So somehow they are motivated to want to share their positive experience and to shine a good spotlight on the hotel or the restaurant. And yes, there are people who want to share their negative experience, but very few of them are there in any kind of malicious sense. I call it they're there as a little cry for help. They want some recognition and some acknowledgement that they had a less than positive experience, and they want the hotel to know about it and to do something about it. And so our advice.
It's the second. It's that last phrase there, and do something about it.
Because
I can tell what side I'm falling on this one. I would expect that there are some people who do that as a form of green mail.
That's definitely, we saw a lot of that earlier in this cycle of how this technology has developed.
Not so much now?
Not so much now, for a couple of reasons. One is that a lot of these online review provider companies, TripAdvisor, certainly Yelp, Yelp.com, and Google, because Google has its own review regimen, have gotten very sophisticated in identifying the insincere or the fake review or anything that's problematic.
Trolling for goodies,
yeah. And certainly I know it's happened. We've all seen examples of it. But I think as everyone gets more sophisticated, I think. In fact, I'm sure there are sort of algorithms that these companies have written in terms of, flag words and flag phrases and what have you that identify these people. So I think they're less of a problem. And now it really is what I'm looking at it as an opportunity, a marketing opportunity for the service provider to engage with their customers, to improve their service, and do all kinds of good things, which I can go on at length for.
Not right now. KINS News and Information Time, 424. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 4:27. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. This afternoon we're spending a little bit of time talking about online reviews, I guess is the simplest title to work
Consumer reviews, yeah.
What did I say, just online? Yeah, okay. So you've got businesses that they really have dependency on what reviews are. For whatever reason, either they don't do local marketing or the marketing that they do is they don't have the strong brand recognition.
Well, even if they do, this is a layer that's on top of that. You know, because
right. But if you've got somebody who's a 4-star facility and everybody likes the guy and gal that run it and their staff is lovely and everybody has a positive experience, and then you start to get some people on a social thing, let's say, going after them because they are supporting the wrong presidential candidate. And they're going to try to be kneecapped by those who are supporting the other side. So suddenly they start flooding with a bunch of negative reviews. Is it going to hurt their business?
Yes.
Significantly? Maybe not. If they've got the local support. So, I mean, how do you balance something like that, the vindictive?
Well, there are things you can do about it. But first of all, to you know, to reiterate the importance of this new, what I call a new marketing venue. You know, I call it EWOM, electronic word of mouth. We all know that word of mouth is the most powerful marketing force out there. You can't really control it. But
that's why you're sitting in the chair where you are with what you've got. I mean, that's what radio is.
Yes.
Sure.
But electronic word of mouth, you do have more control over the medium. First of all, you usually have the opportunity to provide a management response to a negative review and to a positive.
Oh, really? So it just doesn't automatically get posted to some website? It will come to you first?
No. It gets posted, but then you could follow it and get pasted right next to it is your side of the story. So if it's a positive review, the savvy operators say, thanks for the great review, come on back and we'll give you another good time. If it's a negative review, they have the ability to say, we're sorry your experience was not up to your expectations. We're going to be doing something about that noisy ice maker in the hallway. We hope you come back and give us another chance.
Now, if that's factual and truthful, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. More concerned about the vindictive, the wingnut, the person who's never satisfied, and avoiding getting into a digital shouting match.
You never want to get into a digital shouting match. But what you can do is that you can work with the host of the site. And this is true for TripAdvisor, Google, Yelp, Yahoo, all the big ones. And that is, with your application and documentation of the story, they will take down a negative review. So it's and they have very good ways of figuring out, you know, if it is a personal vindictive, a vendetta, or whatever. You can document that.
So how does the small business operator, who's probably doing 70, 80 hours a week already, monitor this in addition to and deal with it in a prompt fashion?
You have to find those few extra hours a week to do it. Now, you can set up some automatic, you know, searches so that reviews that are about you will be returned to your email inbox and you'll find them pretty quick.
So the search engines can search.
Yeah, you can do a Google alert. You can do RSS feed, several things you could do to find out about them. And then, you know, do you have to answer all of them? No. Should you? Ideally, in the best of all, but you could just, you know, put your time on the problematic ones.
KINS, News and Information Times, 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a lampist to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time. It's 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony is the executive director for the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. How are those conventions coming along, bud?
Conventions. Yeah. Well, I've got nothing specific to say, but I did see yesterday I took a sort of a hard hat tour of that hotel they're building at Bear River, and there's a lovely big meeting room in there.
It's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how some of those larger venues are taken advantage of. Hopefully they are.
Well, you know, when you have a turnkey of meeting space, rooms, and dining all in one facility, you can sell
priced
the dickens out
properly.
Of it. Priced properly.
Priced properly. You know, you forgot that one little element there in success. Yeah. In discussing the concept of online feedback, I guess is the simplest way, from an individual's perspective, we've kind of talked from the business reacting.
Sure.
But from the individual who is desirous of sharing, let's get rid of the vindictive and put them over the corner and maybe shackle them. And talk about the regular folks. If I have a positive experience at Tony's Grits and Things, if I'm a tourist, we'll probably look you up on the internet, find your phone number, give you a call. Or, barring that, maybe I'm a little phone shy, I'll send you an email. Say, Tony, we had the grits and it was great. Thank you very much. Appreciate the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Keep it up. Look forward to being back. Mm-hmm. Kiss, kiss, love, love, bye-bye. Why doesn't that working for a majority of these folks who have this burning passion to somehow share their opinions and their thoughts with these businesses?
Well, ever since this new forum was invented, it seems to have touched some psychological trigger that really appeals to people. And, you know, it's a soapbox that allows people to, in a fairly anonymous fashion, share something that's really rather personal. And sometimes the reviews are personal. You hear details like, well, I was there with my wife for our anniversary or that kind of thing. But whether it's the human ego or just the desire to grandstand, people have embraced this new system to not do the personal communication as you just painted, but to do it in this public forum.
I mean, maybe it's because we're more in a personal business with radio than I know it sounds weird, hear me out, rather than a public forum. You know, I've always seen radio as one on one instead of one on 10,000 or one on 20,000 or however many people are listening this afternoon. I don't see that. So if I have an opinion, I want to give it to the guy who has the ability either to correct a situation or to celebrate it with his staff,
mm-hmm.
instead of shooting it out to all these people that probably are never going to ever, ever, ever go there. What would they care about my opinion about a place that they're not going to, particularly if I don't sign it? I don't identify who I am other than some kind of a weird kind of
an online
coding
moniker. Yeah.
Yeah. Who am I that anybody's going to share that follow my opinion, or vice versa. Yeah. Who are you, if you're not identifying yourself, for me to follow your opinion of?
Well, you know, instead of asking why, maybe we should focus on what and how much.
Sure.
Because the numbers show that I believe it's 63% of people look at online reviews when they are doing their basic, you know, consideration of the marketing set, you know, the set of possible choices for their purchase, whether hotel room, restaurant, whatever.
So you're thinking like for tonight, for Valentine's night, sometime in the last 3 or 4 days, 63% of everybody who's going out for dinner in Humboldt County for Valentine's Day is looking at some of these review places?
Yeah. Well, that's in aggregate. Maybe it's less for dining and more for lodging. But
the point is,
people are considering what other people are saying. And the fact is, they give that almost as much weight as the marketing information which the business itself puts out, whether it's, you know, ads, brochures, magazines, websites, whatever. That information has only a little more influence on the person, their potential customer, than what other people are saying about that business.
I can see if somebody is, phrase? Not the leading edge, but the, I guess, leading edge, bloody edge, you know, that 0.2% of 1% that's out there, the trendsetters, okay? Not the initial folks that then start to follow that, but the early adapters.
Okay.
I get that. They want to know where the trendy spot is. I get that one. Okay. But am I going to do that for a hardware store? For a lumber yard? For a grocery store? For regular consumables? For our day-to-day life? I don't think so.
Well, you know, you need to go look at Yelp, because Yelp is the forum in which it goes well beyond hospitality. It's for all categories of business.
Well, you got Angie's List and some of these others that are out there, too, saying the same thing.
And those reviews are out there, and people are looking at them, and people take them seriously. You know, Yelp's had lawsuits based, you know, on defamation.
Liability. Yeah. But is there a check and balance?
There's that which is provided by the company, by the Google or the TripAdvisor, in terms of their protocols, you know, terms of use and what have you.
Right, if they accept blindly.
Right. And that varies from country to country. TripAdvisor in the UK is being hit by lawsuits from hotels, because as the platform on which the reviews are put, they're being held liable for what's being said. And that's a bad precedent for the U.S.,
Well, I understand. Well, insurance companies, I understand there are writers for some of these. If you have one of these and your company is associated with one of these, there are insurance writers that is recommended that you have because of liability, slander, and some of these other things that are now starting to work their way through the court system.
Well, you know, that's the same thing about anything to do with this new technology and the frontier, is that it's painful growth pattern. You know, we have to work through all these issues before it all settles down.
What about getting rid of the anonymity? Could it be that simple? Well, if you don't put your real name, you don't get listed. You don't get posted or whatever. Your comments aren't accepted. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, here's the thing. When you put that kind of restriction on the bottle, then the numbers go down, and then the advertising revenue for the company, for the TripAdvisor or whatever, is going to go down. So,
because, you know, that's predicated not on quality, it's on quantity.
Quantity, number of eyeballs that go on those pages.
now we might be getting to the root of things. KINS, News and Information Times, 4:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 4:47. We're back, final couple of minutes this Valentine with Tony Smithers. Have you forgotten?
I hope I'm enjoying my date with you, Brian.
Knock it off. So where does this thing go, Tony? I mean, if you are an individual who feels as if your opinion is something that ought to be, you ought to weigh in on something, or on the flip side, if you're a business and you want to pay attention, and this really is something that you see as a outreach to consumer loyalty.
Loyalty, yeah.
Get them back. How do you do this in an economic model that makes sense?
Well, you know, first of all, I think I feel very optimistic about all this because, you know, I think that there's a sense that the collective wisdom of the mass of people, you know, reading one review is one thing. Reading 50 reviews, you get a sense of where the, you know, people fall on that subject.
As a typical consumer, would you read 50 reviews, 60 reviews, 70 reviews?
No, but I would read 10 or 15.
Okay. Well, and obviously it depends on what your investment is. If you're planning a week-long vacation and you're choosing a cruise line,
yeah,
you got to spend a little bit more time and where to go get a hamburger.
And hotels I spend time on, too. Spend time on hotels, too.
So you'll do that more than the branding?
Yes.
Or the franchise?
Yes. I'm not loyal to any particular brand.
You need one of those cards. It brings you around pretty quick.
but from the supplier side, you know, if you're the business, you know, you also sort of need to trust that you know the aggregate of consumer sentiment is kind of something you can work with and help you. You know, for instance, if 50% of people who review you mention
the breakfast isn't good.
The breakfast isn't good. Then be smart. Work on fixing your breakfast. I mean, it's a great.
But that would you would know that by looking at the receipts and the customer count and being there during breakfast and hearing comments, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily. A lot of people don't want to make comments in person, and you say your breakfast is included in the room rate, and you wouldn't know. So you know, or maybe it's something similar. You know, like people don't like the sheets on the bed, but they don't mention it. But you know, enough people, you know, or conversely, if everyone mentions something that's really, really cool that they like, then maybe that needs to be the first thing you promote in your brochure.
Yeah, lead with the strength.
Yeah, so it really goes both ways. Yes, it's a source of marketing intelligence.
It sounds like it all falls under the heading of pay attention.
Yep.
Talk to your customers.
Engage with them. Yeah, and be in the conversation. That's the takeaway is. Don't let them go out there talking amongst themselves. You got to jump in and be part of the conversation.
And that's just basic business 101. Pay attention to what's going on in your shop.
And a lot of people aren't doing it.
Imagine that. Gee, you must shop in the same place as I do. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
We've been talking shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.